This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. While most congressional Republicans were loudly denouncing Robert Mueller and congressional Democrats for the investigation of the Trump campaign's dealings with the Russian government during the 2016 campaign, one Ohio senator took a different tact. Joining me to talk about it is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So we're talking this morning about Ohio's junior senator, Rob Portman. What was his reaction to the report?
Rob Portman's reaction was a little more measured and a little more, I think most people would think, a little more level-headed than just a kind of a knee-jerk reaction that a lot of Republicans in Congress had, where they said there was, Trump was completely exonerated, and that, this was a waste of time. And Rob Portman had, I thought, a little more thoughtful response to it.
So did he agree with fellow Republicans in Congress that Trump had been cleared by Mueller of obstruction of justice?
Well, he didn't say that. He said that there was just a conclusion by the Department of Justice that there was not enough evidence for charges. He never said that that Trump was cleared. He never said that while there wasn't any collusion or conspiracy with the Russian government, he said it was clear that some of Trump's actions were inappropriate. He didn't call it an exoneration of Trump, as did many of his fellow Republicans.
Well, what did other Republicans say? How did they react?
Well, there was a lot of different reactions. I mean, Jane Timken, the chair of the Ohio Republican Party, she was, put out a very strong statement. This is a complete and utter exoneration of President Trump. Now, that's not what Rob Portman said. He didn't say that there were criminal acts that were conducted, but he never said anything about exoneration. The spokesman for the Kentucky Republican Party, said that Kentuckians have had enough of this wasteful and baseless witch hunt. And Brad Winstrup, congressman from Southern Ohio, said that basically that there was no collusion, no conspiracy committed by President Trump, and that all Americans ought to be grateful for this. Now, Warren Davidson, whose district represents Butler County, among others, said that this was a never-ending partisan quest to vilify the president. I mean, there were very strong statements that came out with this, and as I say, Rob Portman seemed a little more measured in his response.
Did Portman say anything about the evidence uncovered that the Russians did indeed deliberately interfere in the U.S. election to aid President Trump?
Oh, yes. He talked about that. He said that there were a lot of new details that came out in the Mueller report about the extent to which the Russians were working to undermine the election. And it was clear that they were. And he wants the House and the Senate to work together in the future to try to prevent any of this from happening again in a presidential election. I mean, there's nothing to say that the Russians won't try this again because it worked so well for them in 2016.
Now, real briefly, there was one Ohio Republican who was much more critical of Trump than Portman was. Tell us who that was.
Well, you might guess. It was former Governor John Kasich, who ran against Donald Trump for the nomination, has been a harsh critic of him ever since. He said that it's more than disappointing, the report. He said it's unacceptable behavior, and we shouldn't expect that from our president.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.